Everyone will be done except Hussein. Hussein Adam. Everyone will be done except Hussein. Hussein Adam. Hussein Adam. Khamenei ra tumi baram. حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی بر ما حسین آقا به تو از دور سلام به سلیمان جهان از طرف نور سلام به تو از دور سلام به سلیمان جهان از طرف مور سلام به تو از دور سلام به حسین از طرف وصله ناجور سلام به تو از
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM Youngstown Toronto
زنه با زیارت شون سلام حسین آقا همه میرد تو میمونی برام حسین آقا همه میرد تو میمونی برام حسین آقا به تو دل بسته شدم به شبای جمعه کربلا وابسته شدم به تو دل بسته شدم به خدا من از همه به غیر تو خسته شدم به تو دل بسته شدم به خدا من از همه به غیر تو خسته شدم حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی برام حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی برام حسین آقا همه دنیا حسین همه دنیا حسین من فقط تو رو برای خودت میخوام حسین همه دنیا حسین یاد گرفتم اسم تو از لب بابام حسین همه دنیا حسین واسه اربعین بده توان به پاهان حسین همه دنیا حسین من فقط تو رو برای خودت میخوام حسین حسین آقا همه میرن تو میمونی برام حسین آقا Everyone will be gone except حسین حسین لبیک یا حسین
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين حقیقت ابدی ہے مقام شبیری بدلتے رہے
आसमां जब तक है दौरे आसमां सुन ले ये हर पीरो जवां सुन ले ये हर पीरो जवां आवाज पर शब्बीर की बढ़ता रहे ये कारवां रुकने ना पाए ये कदम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम हर कल्ब पर छाते रहो हर कल्ब पर छाते रहो दुनिया को बतलाते चलो दुनिया को बतलाते चलो एक एक महाजे जुल्म की तस्वीर दिखलाते चलो हर दिल में भर दो शय का गम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम कब तक ना मानेगा कोई कब तक ना मानेगा कोई वो वक्त आएगा कभी वो वक्त आएगा कभी हर कल्ब पर छा जाएगा अपना हुसैन इब्ने अली इस दर पे हर सर होगा खम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम जब भी कोई मुश्किल पड़ी जब भी कोई मुश्किल पड़ी दुनिया इसी दर पर झुकी दुनिया इसी दर पर झुकी सीनों से बल खा कर इधर उठी सदाए या अली निकला उधर बा तिल कदम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ये परचम अब्बास है ये परचम अब्बास है टूटे दिलों की आस है टूटे दिलों की आस है अब तक किसी परचम तले जिंदा किसी की प्यास है जिसने सहे लाखों सितम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम ऊंचा रहे अपना अलम जिंदा ये बेदारी रहे जिंदा ये बेदारी रहे ये सिलसिला जारी रहे ये सिलसिला जारी रहे हम हो ना हो इस बज्म में कायम
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम we are here together to remind ourselves the message and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam Sometimes an individual takes a journey on his own for spirituality towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along the way, the person realizes that in this journey, his family has been left behind. And sometimes his own family becomes a roadblock in this journey. But Imam Hussein, on this journey, took his family with him. He made sure that this journey is not alone. It is with his family. He had his family ready. And he did the tarbiyah that they were ready for the land of Karbala. Imam says when somebody asked him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come into the dream of Imam Hussein, and Imam Hussein says, "Verily, Allah wills to see me martyred." Then somebody asked him, "Why would you take your family?" And the Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam replied, "Allah wills to see your family captive." And so Imam Hussein took his family with him on this journey. Brothers and sisters, we are here imitating and emulating the message of Imam Hussein, that in this journey to Karbala, we are not taking this making a pledge to our Imam, his household, and his companions. Imam Hussein brought his dear ones to the desert of Karbala in order to clarify the truth. He knew what was going to happen, yet he brought Zainab salamullah alayha, his wives, his children, and his brothers with him. This was the day of Mubahila for Imam Hussein. It was again a matter of clarifying the truth and promoting Islam in the real sense of the word. That shows the importance of promoting the message of Haq. The Prophet ﷺ said, if someone comes across a ruthless sultan who mixes up halal and haram and breaks his promise to God, they deserve living with that sultan in the hereafter. That is to say, when someone sees a person, they should clarify what is haq, what is true through their words and actions, just like Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam did. And so we are here imitating that message of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam. We have a list of speakers here. First, we will have the Urdu Noha by Brother Wiqar. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Please let me know if you guys can hear me. Can you?
Yes, brother.
Okay, awesome.
Tera hath hai zamana tujhe roye मुझे देख के बाबा तुझे रोए बेपर्दा मुझे देख के बाबा तुझे रोए रब्बा जमाना तुझे रोए पास तेरा है
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. جزاك الله برادر وقار. لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين. Inshallah, we have Sheikh Subaiti who would be addressing this caravan of 40. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad.
Tell him he's online.
As we are trying to connect with Sheikh Subaiti here, we should remind ourselves that this is the caravan that we are imitating, the journey of the multiple journeys of Karbala, especially the journey that Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alaiha made back to Karbala.
The Sheikh is online.
The Sheikh is now online. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad.
Does it start?
As we tried.
Please, sir, check you're online. You did? Okay. So please go ahead. Click on the link. Please stop. You're not hearing me.
No, it's connected.
As we try to connect with Sheikh Subaiti, let us remember a few. There are multiple lessons from Karbala, one of which is patience that Imam Hussein alayhi salam displayed. Of course, we remember the patience of Imam Hussein in terms of his patience when he carried the baby Ali Asghar alayhi salam, when he had to leave the women behind. But the biggest patience that some of our ulamas talk about that Imam Hussein displayed is the kind of patience that is very difficult to do. Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes, you are in the guest panel.
When he had people, elites from the Ummah, such as Abdullah ibn Jafar, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and Abdullah ibn Abbas, these prominent figures of that time were constantly telling Imam Hussein not to do what he was doing. Any one of us in that position would have listened to them. If it were somebody else like us, who did not have that determination and stable, he would have thought, well, I did my duty and let's be done with it. These people are talking like this and the world is acting like that, so I would just say what am I supposed to say and do nothing else. But a person who decides to stand up against such statements, such temptations that come from your own family, such doubts, such a person is the one who can give rise to such a transformation. And that was Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, that is the kind of patience that Imam Hussein alayhi salam displayed. Aside from the other patience that we remember, the steadfastness in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there are people, the great people of that time, the companions saying something different, but the Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from one of those patient ones, so we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Labbayka ya Hussein, labbayka ya Hussein, labbayka ya Hussein. We would like to now ask Sister Zahra to do spoken words in the honor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let me proceed and tell you how it all began. A time when all hope rested on a single man. Oh, pity on you, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, how you killed the grandson of Rasulullah. Hussein was asked to give his allegiance to a tyrant ruler, to which he responded, a man like me could never submit allegiance to a man like Yazid. Hussein said, to me, death is nothing but prosperity, and living with tyrants is nothing but disgust and disgrace. People told him, don't go. This man is nothing but a psycho. Oh, Hussein, you are the best of all creations, which can be shown by all your actions. We walk on the path Hussein walked on in Karbala, because we know it's the path that will help us in Akhirah. It takes the heart of a lion to choose right over wrong. So Hussein went to Karbala and fought to show that Islam is strong. If we want to be beside Hussein, we need to leave everything in life except the love of Hussein. When Hussein said, Hal min nasirin yansurna, our souls were there on the hot plains, responding by saying, Labbayka ya Hussein. I can only imagine Hurmala shooting an arrow at Askar, the child of Hussein. And when Hussein tried to throw the blood up in the sky replied that there shall be no rain. Allah showed us a way previously unseen. We are the strivers for this deen. We are the lost sons and daughters of Ali and Fatima. We will not rest until our vengeance is complete. Oh, the enemies of Sirat al-Mustaqim, we saw you beheading Hussein. We saw you trembling the bodies of our heroes. We saw Abbas lose his hands while bringing water for the kids. We are headed on the right path. Oh, enemies, we crave death better than you understand. You try to take us down, but instead we stand taller on our very land. You think you are more and we are less? Well, each year our blood mixes with the sand of Karbala, you might have guessed. Each year, millions from around the world collect to come and show their respect. You think you can break us? We'll try, because each year, young or old, walk 80 kilometers from Najaf to Karbala just to pay their respect. There's something else you should know. Arba'een is the largest pilgrimage, and it still grows. I wonder how loud Hussein's sacrifice spoke, leaving behind millions of people chanting Labbaik Ya Hussein. We gather after 40 days to remember Zainab's tears, Sakina's tears, Sajjad's tears. You thought killing Hussein would stop us? Because needless to say that over 20 million people gather each year to honor a hero. Honor a hero that gave up everything in the name of Islam. A hero that we still remember 1400 years later. Think again. because there's nothing you can do to stop this, because we are known for this pilgrimage worldwide. Arba'een is a revolution. It shows that Islam is a religion that promotes peace and care for others. Even though I know the tears we shed will be weighed on the Day of Judgment, my heart breaks and bleeds for you, O Hussein, for your movement. Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein. As we proceed in this caravan, we're now going to be connecting to Calgary. Brother Riaz Khwaja from Calgary. In Calgary, that is going on at the same time, and we're going to connect with it and see what they have to say on this great event that we are hosting. Labbaik ya Hussein.
Ah, exactly. Aapke paas hai beta ye? Thank you. So, wahi jab Imam Bar ka puchenge na, तो वो जॉन्डियर से हम लेफ्ट लेंगे, वहां पर एक बंदे को वहां रुकना पड़ेगा ना, ताकि वो डाइवर्ट करें फिर पीछे. नहीं वही जो हुसैन से पहले जो है ना, नहीं वो 30 फिर पीछे से आए ताकि वहां पर
लास्ट टाइम क्या था.
उठता है भाई.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're trying to connect to Brother Riaz Khwaja.
Riaz Khwaja is not answering. He's talking to someone else.
Calgary.
Hello.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Labbaik ya Hussein. Brothers, may Allah accept your walk. And we in Calgary are holding this Arba'een caravan car rally. Inshallah, soon it will start at 3 p.m. 45 minutes still to go, and this is the location where we'll be gathering here. And we are just organizing right now. Our volunteer team is here, so it's 7 to 8 kilometers drive. We'll be starting from here, and Hussein Yashin of Calgary has organized it in a coordination with you guys all over the Canada to show our allegiance to our Imam. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam. So we are expecting to the couple hundred cars to join us. Inshallah, as you see, Mu'minin are coming here in the cars. And then the rally will end at Hussain Yashin of Calgary, where there will be a Hussaini Mokab there to distribute the Tabaruk. And inshallah, Maulana Sayyid Hadi Hassan, the resident alim, will be joining us soon. And there will be a couple of speeches and nasheeds and some of the salams recited here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the path of Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt, salamu alayhi, and give us courage to stand against the tyrants of this era, as Imam Hussein stood against the Yazid. May Allah bless you all, and may Allah accept our this Arba'een car caravan, and all the organizers in Toronto, our blessings, our regards, and our heart is with you guys. Jazakumullah khaira. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein. Thank you, brother from Calgary. May Allah, inshallah, make your tawfiqat more, and Allah accept what you're doing in Calgary. Moving on, we have Sister Shahroz Zalla, who will give a speech and address this caravan of Arba'een. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
You're mute, sir.
She's... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as we're trying to connect with the audio for the sister. There are other more beautiful poetry that Allama Iqbal has written on Imam Hussein. His inspiration, غریب و صدا و رنگین ہے داستان حرم نہایت اس کی حسین ibtida hai Ismail. Iqbal says the narrative of Kaaba is simple, straightforward, and interesting. It starts with Prophet Ismail, the sacrifice of Ismail, who laid the first stone and suffered great pains in its construction. He offered for sacrifice his own life, but the sacrifice was not completed as he was replaced by a ram. And according to the Holy Quran, the great sacrifice or Zibi Azim was to come later, and he completed by one of his descendants, Hussein alayhim assalam. In between, we had a number of prophets till Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who rid it with idols and restored it with purity. Then came Hussein as the culmination of Zibhe Azim, who sacrificed his life and preserved the glory of Kaaba for eternity. It is what Imam Hussein has done that the hurmat of Kaaba is alive. It is what Imam Hussein has done that the hurmat of religion, of namaz, of salat, of hajj, zakat, every rukun of this deen, including the message, including even the dignity and honor of the house of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, is alive because of Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam. Sister, we're trying to connect to you again. Inshallah,
let's try. Assalamu alaikum. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Okay, alhamdulillah. Let us begin by calling out from our cars, wherever you are in this envoy of hundreds of cars in Toronto, Canada, whether you are in India, Pakistan, Sweden, England, wherever you are right now, join me as we say, Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! O lovers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, glad tidings to you all for joining and responding to the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he said, Hal min nasirin yansurana, is there anyone there to assist us? Mawla, we call out to you. We are here to assist you. We are here to spread the message of Islam. And the lovers of Hussein, the lovers of Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, have shown their love today. Today we see an envoy of over 500-600 cars. We haven't quite tallied up, and inshallah the numbers are growing as people are joining us, not only here on the streets of Toronto, Canada, but also in this long procession all over the world. And we join in solidarity with Bibi Zainab alayhi salam and the captives of Karbala, and we join those who are in Karbala right now, walking from Najaf to Karbala. We join millions and millions who have done this since the beginning of time, 1400 years ago, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the ultimate martyr, and the one who taught each of us to stand up against injustice and corruption. Ya Mawla, we are thankful, our hearts are full of gratitude to you for showing us that no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the restraint, no matter what the threat upon your life, you can stand up for justice. You can stand up against oppression. You can stand up for dignity. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, a man like me cannot pay allegiance to a man like Yazid. And he said, if the religion of Islam can be saved by my head, then oh arrows, oh swords, come and get me. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and elderly, and all those who are right now on this love, walk of love and procession, you have shown that you have heard and you have understood that it is possible to do tabligh and to spread the message of Islam no matter what the issues are. In this time of pandemic with the COVID-19 restrictions, when we couldn't walk on the streets or enter our Imam Bargahs, today you have shown by coming out in your cars. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the mothers who have taught their children and bless the fathers who have taught their children how to keep the message of Islam alive. Bibi Zainab alayhi salam also stood for peace and justice and against oppression. Today, we talk about the difficulty of being unable to do this.
how hard it is. We have our excuses that it was not the right weather. Oh, it's not easy for us to leave our work. Oh, we don't want to come out and show the world who we are. Bibi Zainab showed us that when your hands are in handcuffs and when there are ropes around your neck and when the imam of your time is in chains and when you are being whipped and there is a rain of stones and boiling water upon you and when you have to be taken and stood and stand for hours in the court of the tyrant, that you do not let courage leave you, that you show what you are made of. And she said to Yazid, "Oh Yazid, you think that you have killed us and that you have brought tears to our eyes and you have whipped us and you have taken us captive. That means that you have won? No, you have not won, for you will never be able to annihilate our mention today, brothers and sisters. You have shown that the message of Zainab remains alive, and we will keep speaking, and we will keep talking, and we will keep shouting on the airwaves and on social media, through any channel that we have. We will say, Labbaik Ya Hussein, with me, everyone. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Bless you, everyone, for you have brought a smile upon Bibi Zainab's face. I want to share with you a story of a man who, when the tragedy of Karbala was taking place, he feared for his life. He was a man who, his heart was with the Imam Hussein, but he wanted to hide. And so what he did was he stood at the back of Yazid's army. And this man narrates that after the tragedy of Karbala took place, that night as he slept, he saw a dream in which Imam Hussein, he saw all the beheaded bodies of lying on the plains of Karbala. And he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He was crying. He was shedding tears. He was saying, Karbala, Karbala, you have killed my son. Karbala, you have oppressed my son. And then he says in his dream, he saw that the Holy Prophet raised his face as he was crying. And he looked up and he saw this man. And he said to him, you are the killer of my Hussein. You have tortured and oppressed my Hussein. The man said in his dream, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I swear to you, I did not pick up any weapon. I did not even speak against Hussein. All I did was stand at the back of the army. I just wanted to save myself. I just stood there. That's all I did, Ya Rasulullah. And that is then when Imam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied. He said, you do not know that you killed Hussein by bringing fear and pain and sadness. When Zainab looked at the army of Yazid, and she saw the thousands and thousands who stood with weapons. You stood there and made that army look bigger. And you brought fear into the heart of Zainab and you made her cry. So are you not the killer of Hussein? Today we say to Bibi Zainab, Bibi, do you see us? We are standing on the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the army, we are the ones who are fighting against corruption and tyranny and injustice. And Bibi, we will never forget your sacrifice. Glance upon us, oh Shahzadi Zainab. Hame dekh lijiye, Bibi. Humne aapka paigham nahi bhula. Humne na bahane banaye. Humne na apni jaan pe kuch khauf rakha. Bibi, hum aaye hain aur ye tadad sirf ek jhalak hai. Aise to bahut sare hain, Bibi. Puri duniya mein hai, har kone mein hai. Aise log hain is waqt jo raat ke andhere mein jaag rahe hain aur is julus mein sharik hain apne shahar se. Bibi, aise hain jo Karbala mein chal rahe hain. Bibi, they are those who are driving in this caravan. Bless us, O Zainab. Bless our children so that they can continue this message forever and ever. We are the blessed ones who have learned since we were in the laps of our mothers. With that, when there is oppression, you will not sit at home. You will not be afraid. You will come out, whether there is fear of life, whether there is a pandemic, whether the haters are on the street talking and shouting against you, you will show that there is courage and that there is love. Pilaya man hudud mein bas ek naam ya Ali, nare Haidari, ya Ali, nare Haidari, nare salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And in this salawat and in this proclamation of our love, we have shown that Islam has won. We have shown that Ya Hussein, when you gave your sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1400 years ago, this happened, and 1400 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to let your message and your lovers grow. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, it will never be easy to say my name. Not in any era, not in any century, but Ya Hussein, we show you, Ya Ali, we show you, your love and your name gives us peace, gives us strength, gives us courage. And in these days of pandemic, when we are struggling in every way possible, financially, our health is in trouble, our social lives, our Imam Barga, everything is in chaos. And yet, your name gives us peace and your example gives us courage. Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein, alhamdulillah. God bless you all and keep going forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thank you, sister, for this wonderful and passionate speech. In this cold weather, it has given us warmth, because the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam keeps the heart of every believer warm. Without further ado, we'd like to request Brother Alamdar to recite an Urdu Noha in honor of this occasion. Brother Alamdar. We're trying to connect to Brother Alamdar.
Alamdar, connect to it.
This occasion, we are, as the sister pointed out, this car, different cars, the caravan is moving forward towards our destination. And we're coming very close, inshallah. Thank you, everyone, for being together in this caravan of Imam Hussein, alayhi wasalam. Other messages from the Karbala is the message of anti-asabiyya, anti-racism, that we know that together in this world today, we are hearing the cries of the Mazlumin from around the world at some places where people are chanting that Black Lives Matter. And we want to remind that the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, as Malcolm X used to say, that the message of Islam, Islam is the only solution available to the injustices in the world. We, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, say that the message of Imam Hussein, specific in Islam, is the message that connects us to being against Asabiyya that Islam preaches. When John, the Ethiopian companion of Imam Hussein, was wounded during the battle and collapsed, Imam rushed to him. This brave African man was one of the sincerest followers of Ahlul Bayt, so he joined the companions. Imam rushed to him and sat by his side in his time of need. John had no friends and no children and no family. No one was awaiting him. He had no one to weep and mourn over him. Hussein ibn Ali was so moved by John's martyrdom. In the same manner, he was moved by the shahada of his son Ali Akbar. He sat by him. Imam held John's head covered in blood on his lap, but his heart wouldn't soothe. Then everyone saw Imam Hussein holding John's face to his own face. During the Battle of Karbala, many warriors were martyred, great figures of Kufa. Zuhair ibn Qain, Habib ibn Mazahir, Muslim ibn Awsaja, many. But the way that Imam reacted to the Shahadat of Hazrat John is very specific and different, because to Imam, the dard and of the Mazlumin is greater than anyone else. This is the message of Imam Hussein. We would like to now invite Brother Farid to recite a latham. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعداءهم حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين حبيب العاشقين حسين شيق الوالهين طريق العارفين نداء الزائرين نداء الزائرين وأملاك السماء عشقا تنادي وحسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين دليل الحائرين حسين ضياء المهتدين حسين دموع الخاشعين شفيع المذنبين شفيع للورى يوم المعاد يا حسين حسينا وحسينا وحسين حسين وريث الأنبياء حسين ربيع الأوصياء حسين سفير الأولياء حسين منار الأتقياء حسين منار الأسقياء حسين سبيل للهدى نحو الرشاد يا حسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين رجاء الداعيات حسين دعاء الأمهات حسين دموع الساجدات حسين حنان الوالدات حنان الوالدات دعاء الأم من جوف الفؤاد يا حسين دعاء الأم من جوف الفؤاد يا حسين حسينا وحسينا نشيد الثائرين حسين على مر السنين حسين مضيف الظالمين حسين سلاح المؤمنين سلاح المؤمنين هتاف الثائرين عن الجهاد يا حسين حسينا وحسينا لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, Brother Farid, for the beautiful latham we have. We're going to move on to Brother Alamdar now, who's we're trying to connect again. Brother Alamdar, you can recite your Urdu Naha in the Bargah of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Please. لبيك يا حسين 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 We are now going to try brother Waheed, if he could come in and recite a Farsi Noha for us. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah.
Labbaik ya Hussein. Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, 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 Karam Hussein, Haram Hussein, Karam Hussein, Haram Hussein, My mother taught me how to say Hussein, 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 Hussein. My mother taught me how to say Hussein, Hussein. Step by step, with an alarm. Step by step, with an alarm. Inshallah, Arba'een, I will come. To your haram, inshallah, Arba'een, I will come to your haram. Hussein, 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 Hussein. My mother taught me how to say Hussein, 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 Hussein. My mother taught me how to say Hussein, Hussein. Nafas, nafas, ba yek sedo. Nafas, nafas, ba yek sedo. Inshallah, Arba'een sedam resad be Karbala. Ba madade, shah karam. Inshallah zairet besham ba yek salam saburi karam emsal saburi karam emsal ro dusham khule bari azam mibinam har chi ro in roza در غم و قصه و بلا منتظر بودم من امسال راهیشم با یک سربنده لبیک یا ابا عبدالله لبیک یا ابا عبدالله حسین 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 My mother taught me how to say حسین 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 My mother taught me how to say حسین حسین میگیرم توی رویا هر شب زریه تو در آغوشم ایشالله اربعین من بیام سمت حرمت یا ابا عبدالله حسین 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 My mother taught me how to say Hussein, 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 Hussein. My mother taught me how to say Hussein, Hussein. عشق فقط یه سرزمین کرب و بلا برتر از عرش برین پا حاجت من شده همین زیارت الحسین یوم الاربعین. حسین 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 حسین, my mother taught me how to say حسین 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 حسین, my mother taught me how to say حسین.
Thank you, Brother Wahid, for this beautiful recitation of Hussein, Hussein. These words are what is ingrained in us, enshrined in us from the birth, and inshallah, till our death, it will be Hussein, Hussein. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that our transmission on 7:70 a.m. ends at around 5 o'clock. We are running behind the schedule. The next thing will be Brother Alamdar reciting. But before that, I want to remind everyone, if you can safely do so in your car, there is a link on that yellow sheet of paper that was handed to you. And it's Awaz TV Live, E-A-W-A-Z-T-V Live. Just Google it and you will find the link, and you can connect on it and you can hear us continuing on with the program. After Brother Alamdar, we will be finishing it off with a recitation of Ziyarat al-Arba'een. And inshallah, once we arrive at our destination, the Tabarruk will be available at a drive-through point that has been created for this occasion, inshallah. So please continue to listen on the link that has been provided once the feed stops. Without any further ado, I would like to call upon Brother Alamdar to recite a
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya
Hussein, Ya Hussein, aai hai zaina
dukh paai hai dukh paai hai dukh paai hai zaina
bhaiya tere chehlum ke liye aai hai zaina chalum ke liye aayi hai zaina
bhaiya
tere chalum ke liye aayi hai zaina Zainab